Chapter 20, Exotic Dinner. Robert and Alina take a vacation in an Asian country. They like traveling very much. Robert is interested in unusual traditions and customs. And of course, they like to learn about the cuisines of different countries. So this time, they decide to drop by at the best and most famous local restaurant. It is a quite expensive restaurant, but they want to taste the most delicious and interesting dishes, and they don't mind spending money on them. They flip through the menu for a long time. There is no English translation in the menu, but they don't know the local language at all, so they can understand nothing. Robert chooses one of the most expensive dishes. It costs $220. The chef brings this expensive dish to them himself. He takes off the lid, and they see a lot of cut vegetables and leaves on the plate. A huge, fat caterpillar, about 15 centimeters in length, is in the middle. The caterpillar is not only huge, but it is also alive. Alina and Robert look at it in embarrassment. Meanwhile, the caterpillar starts slowly crawling and eating the leaves around itself on the plate. Of course, Alina and Robert didn't expect something like this at all. The chef and the waiter look at the caterpillar, too, and don't go away. A moment of strain follows. Then, Robert takes a fork and stabs the caterpillar. He decides to eat it at last. The chef sees it and faints, and the waiter starts shouting loudly in a language they don't understand. Robert understands nothing. At this point, another guest of the restaurant approaches them from a nearby table. He explains to Robert in poor English that they do not eat this caterpillar. It is incredibly expensive, and it takes more than 5 years to grow to this size. The excrements of this caterpillar, which appear on the dish when it eats leaves, are considered an expensive delicacy. These excrements of the caterpillar cost $220. Alina and Robert exchange silent glances. "That's terribly uncivilized," Robert says. "Oh, it's not. They now think that you are the barbarian," another guest says and smiles, "because you do not understand this expensive cuisine. Moreover, you killed such a rare caterpillar like a real barbarian." At this point, a pale waiter comes and brings a bill for the killed caterpillar. Robert looks at the sum in the bill and also turns pale. "You know," Robert says, "we have been in a very small village in the north of your country recently. There was one excellent, very strong shaman there. Maybe he will agree to try to revive it. I think it's a good alternative."